at this great follow-up of these beautiful masters, I open that which is termed their session with a talk that goes something like this. There are advanced students who have come to be a part of this assay, much more advanced students than there are newer students of Iyotta Leaf. And why do the advanced students come to this assay? Because many of them could not go to assay 5, and they are making this assay, or they are simply returning because this is another event that they are attending. To help them to understand the advanced group's progress and to not use them as ideals, I warn them about this. You cannot judge this school or these teachings on individuals in the advanced group, which may be multitudinous. That would be likened unto judging a very esteemed medical school on the ability of their freshman class. There are students in the school that are unimpeccable, that are unhonorable. They are thieves, they are cheats, they are liars, and they are hypocrites. To the observer who is in the school, who is looking around to find faith and a reason to be here, they have found a reason not to be here. Because if that is in you, and doubt is in you, you will always draw to you that which exemplifies like mind. How many of you understand? So be it. Now, I do not have a graduating class yet. So no one knows what the graduates are going to look like. Some have an idea as to what the graduates are going to be able to do. But what you think they will be able to do, they will accomplish their junior year. You don't even know what they're going to be able to do in the last years of the school. So the only living ideals of the school are the advanced students. If you are looking for a reason to no longer abide in the teachings and to grow, you're going to find them. If you are looking for reasons to stay, those are all the reasons that exist inside of you and in no one else. But why would we have such an advanced group of students who obviously have not been imbued with that which is termed the principles that are taught herein? Because it's the freshman class. And this class is filled with scoundrels. Why do they keep coming? Doesn't their conscience bother them? Some it bothers. Others are unaware that they are unscrupulous, but most are aware that they are. What brings them back here? Some come back because they happen to prey upon the innocent of masters coming into the school. They prey upon their vulnerability and their belief that everyone who's in the school must be divine. And they are, except they just don't show it. Now, there are those people who live by means of new people coming into the school. But these people have a soul that brings them here. And the soul beckons for food. It beckons for inspiration, inward, spiraling up. It desires to be expressed. And this is the only place that the soul gets to express. Well, what about then this person that's running the show, the one who's the scoundrel? They keep coming here because something inside of them tells them to come here. In other words, their great self that sent them into the world, that got them into that body has collectively forged their attitude, has kept them coming because there, here is where God is recognized inside of the individual. Well, if they're so advanced, then why hasn't that entity taken over? Because they, like you, are a personality made up of genetically inspired dominion, environmentally taught personalities that brought forth the first time that personality has existed in that genetic trait, that it has been carved out of the earth, and what we are looking at is something that will never be remembered for itself, but will be remembered for the evolution that it accomplishes. Now, everyone here is living by a personality. That personality is filled with hypocrisy and jealousy and envy, avarice. It is filled with thoughts of decadence, destruction, to take advantage of, ruination, war, you name it. Constitutes, everyone here has that in them. And that's their personality. But their God doesn't look anything like that. Their God has been created, if you will, a mind that has evolved over millions of years of bodies. And to give you an example of how many bodies you've had, we took an acceptable lifespan of 75 years. And then we had everyone admit their current age, some openly, some hid it, and then subtract that mathematically from 75, and that gave them how many years they had left. Then we went a step further. We said, how many 75-year-old lives exist in 10.5 million years? The point here being, then, that the God self has gleaned from 10.5 million years of 75-year-old lifetimes a tremendous amount of virtue, a great amount of knowledge, a great amount of conclusive evidence, and that this being is lying dormant within the chattering personality, that this personality has been created over and over and over, but unique in this genetic setting.